This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Republican members of Congress are criticizing the decision to include gender-affirming care on the list of essential services Colorado insurers must cover. They want the federal government to revoke its approval for gender-confirming treatments. The list of essential services applies to plans sold on the individual and small group markets. The members of Congress dispute the value of such treatments and argue that it could violate the Constitution to require private religiously based insurers to cover them. HelloFresh workers in Aurora will start voting today on whether to unionize. The effort could mark a first for the country's growing meal kit delivery industry. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Workers say they want better pay and safety equipment after a series of accidents inside the company's distribution facility in Aurora. About 400 workers will take part in the election. They'll vote via mail-in ballot over the next several weeks and need just a simple majority to win recognition as a union under federal law. HelloFresh says it respects the workers' right to vote and won't interfere with the process. A result will come in late November. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The head coach for the University of Northern Colorado's women's soccer team collected his 68th championship win this week, making him the coach with the most wins in league history. Tim Barrera is the longest tenured coach at the university with 21 years under his belt. He had many accomplishments in that time. He's helped place 47 student athletes in the All Big Sky team and led UNC to the NCAA tournament in 2015 and 2019. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Denver is at 58 degrees right now. The high will be 61 and sunny. As for this weekend, on Saturday, the high will be in the high 60s. And on Sunday, it'll go up to 45 and then a chance of snow Sunday night.